So joining us now is Kareem Edwards, Director of Development with Boys and Girls Clubs of Broward County. Kareem, thank you so much for being here. And we're going to see you again later today when we have our school supply drive.
Yes,
that's
yes.
going to benefit Boys and Girls Clubs of Broward and Miami-Dade mm-hmm. County. How many kids are you working with and what kind of supplies do they need?
Currently, Boys and Girls Clubs of Broward County, we serve about 13,000 kids a year from all over Broward County. We have 12 clubs, and the types of supplies that they need are obviously pencils, ink pens, markers, and things of that nature, but also calculators, rulers, protractors, and tools. Paper is in short supply these days, so both line paper and copy paper is important. I've heard in previous years where schools were only given a certain allotment of copy and printer paper, and teachers were offering extra credit for kids who could bring in a ream of paper. So paper and as I said, writing utensils are always useful, not only for the kids to take to school with them, but they need those things at home to do their homework and things like that. That as well.
Now, how do the kids come to Boys and Girls Clubs? What is it that they are coming for?
Oh, how they get there is bike, walk, cab, bus, parents, many different modes of transportation. The overwhelming majority of our kids walk to the club because our clubs are located in neighborhoods where they live. There are some kids who either take private busing or they're fortunate enough to obtain seats on Broward County school buses. What are they coming for? First of all, we provide after-school, safe, nurturing environments for our kids to spend time. But also, they get help with their homework. They get a hot supper every night. They get an opportunity to go outside and play or stay inside and play in our age-appropriate game rooms. But then we have numerous career and vocational education-type programs, including culinary, hull tech and design, woodworking, aviation. We have two recording studios. Two of our clubs have swimming pools, and they can get certified to be a lifeguard. So numerous career and vocational education-type programs as
well. Those are really interesting choices. They're different from what you normally hear. Mm-hmm. How did those become the ones that are available to the kids?
I think there's two aspects of it. One is need, and two is demand. Need based on what jobs are out there that our kids need skills for. And the other thing is the Boys and Girls Clubs, our kids vote with their feet. So if there's a program that no one's attending, then the program doesn't last long. So the culinary program is very popular, so it sticks around.
the
swimming program,
Channel?
Yeah, exactly. And they're all aspiring to be great chefs, which
That's
we have
fantastic.
Several kids who
yes.
are doing wondrous things in the culinary field. But there's a need for skills in the whole nautical and aviation industry. So we have those programs that give our kids an introduction into those areas and allow them to choose how deep and how far they want to go and pursue careers in those various areas.
How do you find the people who are going to give the time to teach the kids mm-hmm. these things?
Well, we use a combination of hired staff and volunteer staff. So the number one requirement is that you care about the best interests of a child. And then the second requirement is that you have skills or resources that you can offer to help our kids develop in those various areas. We have partnership with various organizations in the numerous industries, and then we have to hire the experts in the culinary field, in the aviation field, in the hull tech design and woodworking field to teach those areas to our members and our children.
How is all of that funded?
It's funded through several ways. First of all, very partially funded by the families. They pay a membership fee of $15 a year.
Yeah, that's just so outrageous.
I know. It breaks the bank. And that's
I want to repeat that. $15 a year,
yep,
so it's a dollar and change a month.
Yeah, basically.
And they're coming every day to you.
Yes, they come every day during the year. That includes after-school time, non-school days, spring break, and summer, in addition to the daily hot meals and a healthy snack. And all of our vocational, career development, fitness, and fun programs, basically everything that we have to offer.
It's phenomenal.
So, but your question was, how is it funded?
Yeah.
The membership fees cover a small portion. The rest of it is covered through private and public and individual donations, as well as fundraising events. We do write and receive some grant money, and we do receive some governmental money.
You must have a huge number of people who love what you do to be able to fund so much. I mean, 13,000 kids, 12 clubs. I'm thinking that's, you know, about 1,000 kids per club. How do they handle that many kids?
Well, first of all, it requires a committed and trained staff. The average tenure of a Boys and Girls Club staff member, particularly our club directors, is about 15 to 20 years. So there's a lot of experience there. Most of our club directors are promoted from within, so they understand the value system, they understand the process. And then it's just a commitment level. This isn't a job or an organization that you join with the expectation of getting rich financially, but you become rich in so many experiences. There's a young man who's in town right now, and I'll give him a plug, Wheatley Funius. He's a medical student at Wake Forest Medical School. He grew up in the club, and he attributes the club for helping him develop his aspirations. There's a young man who is a junior at Stetson University. There's a young lady who's headed off to Florida A&M University. So those aren't dollars, but those are priceless experiences.
Absolutely.
And priceless memories that sometimes are more valuable than dollars.
How many of the people who are on staff were kids in Boys and Girls Clubs?
Good question. About 60 to 70% of our staff are Boys and Girls Club alum. And I can think of two off the top of my head who actually are club directors at the clubs that they grew up in.
Fantastic.
Marquise Thomas, who's at the Nannox Club, which is right downtown, and Carla Zamora, who's at the Rick and Rita Case Club in Hollywood.
Okay. You know what? I would like you to come back again and tell us more about Boys and Girls Clubs and the kids and some more of their stories. But I want to again invite people to join us today. We are doing a school supply drive this afternoon at Pembroke Lakes Mall. We're going to be center court from 1 to 5 o'clock. Kareem is going to join us for a couple of hours from 2 to 4.
Yes.
And all of the supplies collected will be going to Boys and Girls Clubs of Broward County and Miami-Dade County. And as you've heard, you're talking 13,000 kids who need supplies. You can find more information on our Community Connections page at easy93.com. And if people want to learn more about Boys and Girls Clubs, what's the website?
They can go to our website. It's www.bgcbc.org. Or you can just take the easy way and call us at 954-537-1010.
Okay.
And we have 12 clubs throughout Broward, as far north as Deerfield Beach, as far south as Carver Ranches, and as far west as Davie.
Okay. And if you have children that you think would benefit from participating in the Boys and Girls Clubs program, bring them out today.
Yep.
Let them meet Kareem. And please, you know, when you're doing the BOGOs, buy one, get one, grab an extra school supply for the kids who so greatly need it. And we will see you at Center Court at Pembroke Lakes Mall this afternoon between 1 and 5. Kareem, thank you so much. We're going to talk to you again.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Easy's Community Focus. I'm Ellen Jaffe. If you have comments or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at ellen@easy93.com.